Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yep, Delaware. It's the center of the football universe right now. Sorry, I got to laugh. It just seems interesting. Why are they in Delaware? That's where Sue Robinson is. She is the arbiter at the case right now.
Although
I do believe the CBA calls her something else, has a different name for the position. I got to go back and look it up. But
Judge Judy.
Yeah, former federal judge who is listening to the case. And it was interesting just to hear the way it laid out yesterday. It did sound like it was a civil trial, the way, you know, we'll hear from one side, the opening arguments will start at 9. I was just like, opening arguments, man? Isn't this kind of like a hearing where somebody sits up on a bench and starts asking questions, trying to figure out exactly what's going on? So, we don't know when this thing's going to end. I thought I read somewhere that they thought it's definitely going today. It went yesterday. And again, this is all what we're getting from reports from the Associated Press and other places like that. And, we're sitting here waiting, and I think we're waiting for the future of the Cleveland Browns, aren't we? Isn't that really kind of plays out that way? Because there are so many things on the line with this for your football team.
Yeah.
And there is a part of me, we were talking before the show, do you think the Browns have remorse over this? There's a part of me that says if what the rumors were last week about indefinite suspension, it may just be time to cut your loss. You paid them what you paid them. You lost your draft picks, and you better figure out what the future is quickly. Because now you're looking at a quarterback who, at least if he gets a year, hasn't played in 2 years. That's not helpful. That's not good. That's not a top anything quarterback. You got to play to be a top something quarterback. You got to play.
Yeah, but all right, we don't want him not playing for 2 years. I'm not going to write the guy off if he hasn't played in 2 years.
No,
I think he could still be really, really, really good. But yeah, you want him on the field. I mean, Andy, you didn't trade for the guy to have him sit this year. Although you had to figure that he'd be sitting for some time this year.
Yeah,
otherwise you don't go get Jacoby Brissett.
The approach is that if he gets suspended for the year, it's like saying, okay, we started training camp day one. Oh, man, our quarterback got hurt, and he's out for the season. I think that's the way the Browns have to look at it. Again, I say with what I said in the beginning, you should just assume Jacoby Brissett is your starting quarterback day one.
Mm-hmm.
But the question is, should they go out and do something else? And do they have remorse, Jeff? I mean, do you think the Browns have big-time should they have buyer's remorse on this? As of today, yes. I don't know how the answer isn't that. As of today, that could change by this afternoon if something unexpected happens in this case.
What's unexpected?
I think at this point, anything less than a year.
So in other words, if they actually say he can play at some point this year, you think that's unexpected and would be a plus for the Browns?
Today, I think that. Do you agree with that or disagree?
Okay, I'm not disagreeing, actually.
If you, where
want to,
we are.
If you want to know the truth, I'm not disagreeing. If he gets suspended for 6 to 8 games, I think you celebrate. If you're a Browns fan, and if you're a Browns fan, don't care about the off the field activities and just want this guy on the football field, I think you celebrate. And I'm guessing that that's what management of the Browns had in mind when they made the trade.
6 to 8 games to start the season?
No. Once he's on the field, celebrate. More than that. More than that. More than a length of suspension. once he's on the field, whether it's right or wrong, good or bad, perception will change once he's on the field, and that's what they're banking on. And then he's on the field, and you have your quarterback for a long period of time.
But we do realize that 6-8 means that Rodgers signing off on it. That Rodgers also saying 6-8 because the league can appeal if there is any kind of suspension, any kind of fine. The league can appeal. The players, I mean, Deshaun can appeal too if there's any kind. But that means it's just going to Roger. Like in some ways, and I was listening to this yesterday. I don't know if it was you guys talking, if it was the afternoon show. Just listening. Like in some ways, this is if the league doesn't listen to what Sue Robinson says, this is all a colossal waste of time. 100% dog and pony show, waste of time, and why the Players Association would have agreed to this in the CBA is beyond me.
Why the owners would actually even ask for it. Maybe, you know?
Well, I mean, the owners, I would assume the owners gave it to them, right?
Yeah, thinking that, okay, this might appease the Players Union. Might. Players Association. Might appease them. But the fact that the NFL retains final hammer status on this is something weird that you're right that the Players Association agreed to.
Yeah, like what were they thinking?
Yeah, I don't know.
Why? How about just arbitration and that's binding?
Because you would think the only reason the NFL would want to retain that is because they would want more punishment for somebody in any situation than the independent judge would drop on somebody. Hmm. That's why you would think that, right?
Yeah.
You wouldn't think that the judge would come out and say, out for 5 years, and the NFL would say, no, no, we're good. It's just going to be a year. You wouldn't think it's going to go that way.
Never.
You would think it's the other way around.
Yeah, but I mean, that is on the table. Everything's on the table right now. I still think it was interesting they were trying to negotiate a settlement prior to even going to the hearing. Like, to me, that was, I couldn't believe it. I was like, wait a minute, what? Settlement? Why would the league want to settle? The only reason the league wouldn't want to settle is, the only reason the league wouldn't want to settle is because they don't want all the dirt unearthed on stories about the owners. I mean, almost all of it's out there. You can go Google. You want a good laugh? Go Google Jerry Jones pictures. Now, that's a good laugh. That's a hearty har-har.
A
right?
Hearty har-har.
And so, I mean, you look at that and you say, well, why would the owners want to, you know, why would they do that? I say this. The NFL had to, without a doubt, appear to have a extremely strong hold on what they want to do going into this. Why? So they could negotiate backwards. And they could turn around and say, and I've heard other people say this before too, and I agree with this, that the NFL can go out and say, look, here's what we did. We said, and it was pretty well documented prior to the hearing, that we wanted Deshaun Watson to have an indefinite suspension, especially until these civil cases are through, the last four that are out there. And we wanted to drop the hammer. We wanted to do everything we possibly could to make sure he wasn't playing while this was going on. And he clearly, you know, again, this is the NFL, not me speaking, clearly violated the personal conduct policy. That's why we're asking for maximum judgment on this. And if they do that, the only place to go is backwards for them, and that's all settlement. And then they can turn around and say, like you said at the beginning of the show, well, you know, this is Sue Robinson's first, and we don't want to make
her look bad.
Do we want to upstage her?
Andy, it'll make her look bad.
Oh, it's going to make her look horrible. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Because anything she says less than a year suspension indefinite with no pay is saying that the owner's lost.
And if I'm not mistaken, I think she's got like a 2-year appointment for this gig, and either side can have her removed with a period of notice. Huh. So, you know, good luck.
Well, she's an attorney now too, so I'm sure she can make pretty good money. I'm sure this thing isn't bankrolling her whole life.
I'm sure she's not paying for that house in Delaware with this.
216-578-0092. Chuck is in Avon Lake. Hey, Chuck.
Hi, Chuck.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Here's a couple of comments. One, if pick anybody in the workplace, if you were accused of the same thing as Deshaun Watson with 24 lawsuits, how long would you have a job not counting tomorrow?
Depends on the job, but I agree with you.
Yeah.
I mean, all right. Second of all, Where's Jimmy Haslam in the last 6 weeks? Does nobody know how to get a hold of him? What does he think's going on?
We have not heard from ownership since the
since they backed him.
The Zoom call right after the
They said that they did their due diligence
exactly in
the background check.
Doesn't anybody think that's strange?
I don't
know if he helps or hurts the situation by talking.
Well, here's the deal too, Chuck. They kind of knew what they were getting into. Now, it might be worse than what they thought at the time. You know, I mean, it hasn't died down yet, and it hasn't gone away. In fact, it intensified a little bit with the HBO stuff and the additional cases. But then some of these suits have been settled, in fact, a majority of the civil lawsuits. So even though we haven't heard from Andrew Berry and Paul DePodesta and the Haslams, I think they kind of figured this was a little bit of what they were in store for. So though Chuck, I'm with you. I would love to hear from them, but I think this is kind of what they bargained for.
Chuck, thank you. Appreciate your phone call. Michael's in Bedford. Michael, how are you?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
How are you?
I'm all right. I'm actually excited, to be honest. I like the news that I heard. 6 to 8 weeks. I mean, that's pretty good if you ask me. That leaves us a lot of season left.
But 6 to 8 weeks. I mean, the league wants indefinite suspension without pay. I mean, so where are we? Are we between 6 to 8 weeks and indefinite suspension when the arbiter can only say zero? That's the only one thing that Sue Robinson can do or say that can stick without changing, without appeal.
Well, I feel like what you said is correct. If they're saying, hey, we may take 6 or 8 because we don't want him to appeal, then that's great for us, right?
Yeah, if it happens, I just don't know.
But that's, again, it's all speculative, Michael.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Well, it's all speculative. But I just wanted to encourage people, like, you know, this is what we got in for. Of course it was going to be this. If it wasn't this, it would be a cakewalk. So we started off not knowing what was going to happen, and we're reaching a point where we're going to find out. I think people are getting antsy. This is how things happen when things come down to the draw. But just,
good point.
You know, right, we're just going to have to wait it out. I don't think it's all that bad. I mean, If you're antsy like that, everything you hear is going to be like a nail in your skin.
True.
But I'm just thinking that this might not be all so bad. There's still some sunlight in this thing. You know what I'm saying?
Let's see what happens. So, Michael, thank you for the phone call. We appreciate it. Thank you, Michael. Have a great day.
No problem.
All right, 216-578-0092. 216-578-0092. Do you think the Browns have buyer's remorse today as they wake up this morning, still waiting, kind of in limbo, to see what happens in Delaware? Baskin and Phelps. We wait. They talk in Delaware, try to figure out the future of our football team, at least the quarterback.
Do we know they're in Delaware?
Yeah, they're in Delaware.
Oh, nice.
According to the Associated Press.
Okay. Yeah, because that was a big mystery.
Oh, yeah, yesterday. Afternoon show. The guy who was on the afternoon show from the
Wouldn't it be easier to send a judge somewhere rather than send everybody to her?
I think they wanted it there because they thought there'd be less media.
I mean, big
time. Don't you agree?
Big time hotel. She could go stay.
They have hotels in Delaware.
Run up the tab for the NFL. Instead, she's probably hanging out in her house.
They have things in Delaware, don't
they?
Oh,
sure. I'm guessing there are things in Delaware. It's one of the states I've never been to.
I've been through Delmarva Bridge.
I've never been there.
It's unbelievable.
Never been there.
The whole area.
Never been to Delaware, Andy.
I mean, you can fly from New Jersey to Virginia.
Yeah, great. Never been to Delaware.
Wow, I'm sorry, man.
That's my point.
Do you want to go there?
Been to Virginia.
Are you hoping that the Chamber of Commerce is going to call you and say,
no, not
hey.
Really. Not really. Only Dover I need to go to is in Ohio.
Yeah, that's about it. Unless you want to go to New Philly. And then you start a whole rivalry there. Then you got issues. Yeah, I can't. Other than Dover, name like 3 or 4 cities in Delaware. Yeah, I know. It's like one of those things. You're like, this might be the biggest thing to happen to Delaware in forever.
Yeah, since the American Revolution.
Maybe. George, paddle! Sorry, cracking myself
anybody
up.
Anybody have any Dramamine?
Anyway, so that's where that's going. That's why the whole Delaware conversation. So the Deshaun Watson hearing is there because Sue Robinson is from Delaware. That's why they're there. At least that's what was reported by the Associated Press yesterday. Otherwise, they're doing this in some secret bunker somewhere that we'd have no idea.
That thing in Nebraska.
They don't want the media attention. So Jeff brought this up, and we were talking about this before the show, too. And, you know, it's kind of, do the Browns have buyer's remorse? I think I'll answer that question.
What do you think? Yeah.
I'll answer that question after I hear what the suspension is. Like, if it's 6 to 8 games, then no. There's no buyer's remorse. You got a really, really good quarterback, and he's only got to sit out 6 to 8. I don't. Okay. I'm gonna
make you take a different stand.
Okay, go for it. Make me
forget what the suspension may or may not be. Think about right now.
Okay.
Do they have buyer's remorse?
Yes, I have buyer's remorse today. I do. Yeah.
I still say no.
Today?
Right now, they do not have buyer's remorse.
They may not after the verdict.
I say right now they do not. And I say it for this reason. Though things have probably intensified from what they thought they would be, and certainly they've intensified from what it was at the time of the trade, right? Certainly it's intensified since then. I am guessing it's probably a little more intense than they even thought it would be. Once a decision has been made, things are settled, and you know you're going to get him back on the football field, fill in the blank.
What if you...
Hold on.
Okay.
Then I think they're going to be able to just say, full steam ahead, let's go. We have one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL. You know, let's not call him the top 1, 2, or 3 because that's tough to say. But let's just say one of the better. And he is our quarterback, and now he is free and clear to play football. So I don't think they have buyer's remorse right now because I think they were expecting maybe not all of this, but most of this.
I'll agree. I think they were expecting a suspension. How long? I don't know. But as of today, it's been a lot of bad publicity. Nothing has come really, other than what you hear in Berea when they put the shell up and they start talking about football and the way Deshaun Watson throws the football and the way he looks out there in non-hitting drills and stuff like that. That's all been good. Everything out of Berea has been great. Teammates have been great. All that stuff is good. But outside of Cleveland, don't look good. Does not look good at all. Bill is in Berea. Hi, Bill.
Hey, guys. I hope you'll let me make my 2 points here.
We always
do. I'm a retired business executive. And to answer the question, they have remorse. I would say it differently. First of all, these guys are very smart. They're very measured. I can assure you, when you run a business, you prepare a notebook full of many different scenarios from the best to the worst. And you make a decision on that, on the weighted view of all that. So whatever they did, this scenario includes the downside. If it goes bad, what's the impact on the fans? What's it, the press, you know, the image, all that business? And what does it mean to the team? So I think they have a notebook full of every section, exactly what they are going to do. You would do that in any major business, and when you make a major change. And as I said, these guys are very measured. They're educated. They're smart. I don't know them, but you can tell. And so having Jimmy Haslam come out and say something now, all it would do was trigger 10,000 other questions. And so this has all been rehearsed. So for all of us to keep thinking, what are they going to do? What they know, but they can't say all these different scenarios. And I'm sure that's the case.
So, Bill, you think they have remorse right now for making the trade?
No, I'll give you my reason in a second.
I agree.
But they have all this prepared, and they've looked at the worst case and said, if this happens, would we still make this move? And they've come to the conclusion, yes. And I'm sure that's been done. Now, let me change my second point.
Just let me make one point out. Bill, I think that a lot of this was knee-jerk reaction to Deshaun Watson saying no, and then Baker Mayfield asking for a trade. I know, I mean, the way this thing escalated so fast, I think there were some decisions that might have been made not as thorough as you present them. There are plenty of businesses that don't do that, and they go out of business, right? Not all businesses are successful. I hear what you're saying, Bill, and I hope you're right. Let me just put it that way.
I hope that, you know, we got intelligent guys and they've done their due diligence. Now, let's go to the other side, which is we have to look at the alternative. Baker Mayfield is a 500 quarterback since he's been here. You can say he had a good second half of 2020, but in the second half of 2020, we played 8 games, 6-0 against losing teams, 1-1 against winning teams, and the one win was against Pittsburgh when they missed. They didn't play 18 of the 22 guys. So he wasn't as good as that. He probably wasn't as bad as last year, but he's a 500 player. I personally, as a fan, did not want to go through this season listening to all the fans at talk show, 50% Baker, 50% not Baker. And at the end of this coming season with Baker, we're probably in the same spot. Is he the guy or isn't he the guy? And for 20 years, we've had no chance to have we didn't have anybody at quarterback that truly, truly was the franchise quarterback. I don't know anything about Watson. But if he's a top 7 quarterback, 10, okay, then maybe he's the guy. But what was our option? We weren't going to get Russell Wilson. We weren't getting Rodgers. We weren't getting Derek Carr. And there wasn't much else left there. So what do we do at the end of this year? We're a 500 team, a little bit above. What do we do then for a quarterback? We're not going to give Baker 40. He's going to go somewhere else. What would we have done? That is the key question that as fans we should be talking about. What's the alternative?
Gotcha. Bill, thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah. Bill with his phone.
We've laid out alternatives.
Yeah.
They're not pretty. if it's not Deshaun.
Can you tell me a quarterback in the NFL that would not have taken the deal that Deshaun Watson got?
Well, how could
if there was another free agent? That's why I'm like.
Not? Yeah.
I think tell me Russell Wilson, if you had the opportunity to get him, wouldn't have taken that deal. I think, yeah, interesting. Jeffrey in Cleveland. Hello, Jeffrey.
Hey guys, yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Yep. You got it.
So, if you believe that the law is colorblind, Deshaun Watson will play. He will take the field this season.
Okay, but Jeffrey, hang on. This is not the law. The law has said he's innocent.
No, the law has said he's. Not
the criminal
worthy of being charged.
Not,
with
well, he's not worthy. There's not
there
enough evidence.
No declaration of guilt or innocence.
That's the law. And then there's the other part of the law that says, well, there's no criminal stuff here, but there could be civil. So that's the four. There are still four of those cases sitting there. This is the NFL. They make up their own rules.
The law is colorblind, brother. The law is colorblind. They see one color and that's it. The law is colorblind. It's not about black and white. The law is colorblind. And everybody in that courtroom knows that. Yeah, Haskins knows that. Deshaun team knows
hey,
that.
Hang on, are you talking about the hearing? Are you talking about the hearing or are you talking about the civil?
Right. Okay. And they would never, they're not going to rescind that deal. They don't want to rescind it because they know, the Haskins know that they've got the upper hand because the law is colorblind.
Only in Jeffrey, this Deshaun case, this isn't, about the, play this isn't about the law.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah.
This is not about the law. This is about the CBA. This is about, again, there are three prongs to this case, to what's going on with our quarterback. One was criminal, and there was no indictment. They no-billed it. They didn't have enough to make it criminal. There is 4 civil lawsuits still sitting out there. 20 were settled. Then there is the NFL, the workplace rules that are put into place by the Players Association and by the league. This is not about the law or what color the law sees.
When
this
I
is
say
about
law, I mean okay. The same thing that you said earlier.
Okay.
It's just a winky dink court, just going through the procedures, just all winky dink and horseplay. At the end of when all the smoke clears, Deshaun Watson, he might not even get suspended at all.
There is one option where that exists, and that's if Sue Robinson says you're right, Jeff.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And she's going to give Deshaun Watson a chance to play football this year. The other cases, those 66 women, they can give it up. If he plays any games this year, those 66 women, they might as well close their purses because they're not going to get a dime. It's going to be done and over with.
That I don't know about. Jeffrey, thank you. Appreciate that. I mean, again, you're talking about civil action there. And again, there are 3 different stages to this whole thing. So I just think it's a little convoluted. Let's go. This will be interesting. Jim is in Strongsville. Hi, Jim. How are you?
Hello, Jim.
Hey, guys. Listen, Andy, you don't have to get that way just because I disagree with you a little
bit. No, I didn't think you disagreed. I just saw something on the screen. Go ahead.
Okay. Listen, here's my thing is I do disagree with you about the knee jerk reaction on the Browns' part.
Okay.
Maybe when it came to guaranteeing him the contract, that was like, well, let's throw our hat one more time. And maybe that was, I'd say, more desperation, knee jerk. Maybe that part. But from everything that we know, the Browns were researching Deshaun Watson well into the, you know, for months.
Okay.
Probably midway through the season. So I think they went through all the scenarios. I don't think there were any surprises going into the thing because I think they were already looking into it.
So, but Jim, if that was the case, why wouldn't they have offered that contract that they gave Watson right away? Why wouldn't they have just put that on the table first? Sounds to me like they went back to him with that deal after he'd said no.
I mean, when you're negotiating, you know, if you really wanted a house, Andy, and you put an offer in and you wouldn't maybe try to sweeten the deal to see if you couldn't get it done.
Yeah, all right.
That's all this is.
All right, Jim. I live in a van down by the river, so we're good.
And I say also, like, nice plan, Jimmy, there's no benefit right now for Jimmy Haslam to come out and say anything.
There really isn't.
That I agree with.
You're right.
You're 100%
right.
You know, what's he going to say? I honestly, who knows? I do think that they went into this. I think they knew. Think about it this way. Even if the Browns do, and I know it stinks for right now, it stinks. I don't like it. You don't like it. Let's say they do come back and they say Deshaun Watson suspended for a year. Okay, so you have your franchise quarterback going forward after a year. You're in a way better spot than you would have been otherwise. So, I know it stinks to look at it that way right now, but I think the Browns, these guys are long-term thinkers, Andrew Berry and Pete Podesta. I think that they would take that. I don't think they'd be thrilled with it, but I think that they would take that knowing that from that point forward, they've got their quarterback and they're settled. So, like you said, I think they went in eyes wide open. Anybody talking on Deshaun Watson's behalf right now, it's no win. There is nothing you can say that won't get some criticism and more than likely lots of criticism and lots of headlines.
Good stuff, Jim. Thank you. Appreciate it. See, we had a civil conversation. Thank you, Jim. Jim in Strongsville. Thank you. 216-578-0092. That's the number to call or hit us up on Twitter at CLE Talking Heads. Let's bring in Chris Rose next. NFL Network, BattleBots, and, of course, the Rose Rotation. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.